It's not clear I'm going to be able to find any stars with no closer alignment than I have on this thing. Looks like I'm going to have to get a coarser alignment by using some big objects like Earth or something like that.
Okay, are those particles out there giving you a lot of trouble?
That's all there is. They're just everywhere. I mean, combine that with the limited area that you have to look in because of the limb reflections. You find the telescopes very unsatisfying.
Casper Houston, why don't you go ahead and try then with the sun and the moon. You got a filter for the sun, right?
That's
Apollo Control, Houston, 38 hours, 59 minutes ground elapsed time. That was Ken Mattingly reporting difficulty sighting stars through the optics, those desired stars for alignment because of the vast number of particles. The update from Capcom, Hank Hartsfield, indicated a go-ahead to try the alignment using larger objects, in this case, the sun and the moon for alignment. We show Casper's onboard computer program in program 52. This is a platform alignment program as command module pilot Ken Mattingly presses on with his procedures. Apollo 16 is now 139,452 nautical miles away from the Earth. And this is Apollo Control, Houston.